This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We all know fibre is good for us, but a new study is raising some big questions about just how good it really is. And researchers have been looking at the role of gut bacteria and what they do with the fibre we eat. And what they've found might just change the way we think about heart health. So what's going on in the gut that's so important to your heart? And is fibre doing more behind the scenes than we thought?
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Dr. Vincent Ho.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's start with the basics. What did this new study look at and what makes it such a standout?
Yeah, so it all comes back to, as you mentioned before, gut bacteria. Now, we know that with gut bacteria, when they metabolize or ferment foods, they produce a waste product. And that waste product is called short-chain fatty acids. Now, what this study, and this is a study from Monash, found was that these short-chain fatty acids are actually very helpful for not only for gut health, but for heart health. And the reason they did this was because there was some good evidence that short-chain fatty acids was beneficial for the, a lot of, you know, preliminary evidence was beneficial for the gut. And there was, it was thought that they could be potentially helpful for the heart, but no one had actually studied this until this very recent study from Monash. Now, so it was really interesting what they did.
In terms Dr. Vincent, I was just going to say, in terms of the short-chain fatty acids, is that so that's a product, the byproduct of the bacteria? Is that like the bacteria's poo?
That's exactly right. It's a byproduct of bacteria. So it's a normal product that's released by bacteria in our gut. And we need that, those short chain fatty acids, because they are the energy source for the cells that line our gut. So the cells lining our gut is their energy source. It's helpful for our immune system. We also believe that it can be helpful for brain function and behavior, because they can cross this barrier, what we call the blood-brain barrier. So very helpful. And we also know that the evidence shows, Warren, that if you have low levels of these short-chain fatty acids, you're more at risk of getting certain diseases like inflammatory bowel disease and bowel cancer. So they're very beneficial for the gut. But we didn't know they were beneficial for the heart until now.
So what sort of benefits are we seeing in terms of our heart from these short-chain fatty acids?
Yeah, so the study that was done by Monash was quite ingenious, because they looked at people that had a very rare genetic variant that meant they wouldn't benefit from a short-chain fatty acid. So most of us benefit from it, but some people have a genetic variant that actually means that they can't get any real benefit from short-chain fatty acids. And what they found in these people, that they had a much higher risk of high blood pressure, that is hypertension, and they had higher risks of developing other heart conditions, heart disease and stroke, and that risk is up to 20% more. So it's huge.
How do we get more of these short-chain fatty acids in our diet? Because I reckon that's the question we're all asking ourselves now.
It's a great question, though. And the answer is you can get it in one of two ways. Firstly, you can get lots of dietary fiber. We've talked about dietary fiber before and how beneficial that is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, all that is good. That is good for your gut, because the bacteria can process that into short-chain fatty acids. The other way you can get that is from foods that already contain short-chain fatty acids. So we've talked about foods in the past like yogurt, for example, or sauerkraut, those probiotic kind of foods that already have lots of these short-chain fatty acids. And we know cheese and butter also has good sources of it, pickles. They've got good sources of these short-chain fatty acids. And even alcoholic beverages, can I say, have them too. And I've got to mention, though, with alcoholic beverages, obviously not in excess, you know, but they do contain short-chain fatty acids.
So, Dr. Vincent Ho, let's say we increase those foods and we increase the amount of fiber in our diet. Does fiber, let's say we, you know, we don't necessarily eat a lot of fruit, for example, and we might choose some sort of fiber like psyllium husk to add to a protein shake or something like that. Will that still provide the same benefit if it's the added fiber?
Yes, it will. The answer is yes, it will. And we know that most people, it's thought that around 70% of Australians don't have enough dietary fiber. Certainly, they're not reaching the minimum daily requirements. And that's 30 grams for an adult male and 25 grams for an adult female. So people generally aren't reaching their dietary intake. So anything you can do to supplement that, like psyllium husk, is good.
Right now, we're talking with Dr. Vincent Ho about a fascinating new study on the link between fiber, gut health, and your heart. Dr. Vincent Ho, for people with a family history of heart disease, how much of a role do you think fiber and gut health could play in prevention down the track once we've got more research?
Yeah, so based upon this study, and obviously we've got to look at other studies too to see if that data can be replicated, but based upon this study, it's thought that there can be a 20% benefit in terms of the, well, when people meet their dietary fiber intake requirements. So if people are actively meeting their dietary fiber intake requirements compared to people that are not, then it's felt that there should be this protective effect of around 20%, which is really impressive. Now, the challenge, of course, is trying to get people to have enough of these short-chain fatty acids through dietary fiber. And that's why the Monash researchers are actually looking at, and, you know, this is something that is quite exciting in some ways. They're looking at developing a supplement that actually contains short-chain fatty acids in it. So, you know, that's a good way to get those short-chain fatty acids directly into your gut. So it's fascinating.
Dr. Vincent Ho, I do find this absolutely fascinating, and it just shows how important medical research is, always finding new things.
Yeah, absolutely, Warren, absolutely. And, you know, I think that it's things like this that actually really reinforce, as you say, the importance of research and finding out the very latest that we have to offer when it comes to human health and, in particular, gut health.
Dr. Vincent Ho, when I get home tonight, I'm going to have yogurt for dessert with some psyllium husk mixed in it. There you go.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful, Warren. Great to hear.
Good to chat with you. We'll talk to you in a month's time. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Dr. Vincent Ho, a gastroenterologist from Western Sydney University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.